So we left off 2 weeks ago. We left off on Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, about 12 lines from the bottom. We left off in the middle of a kasha. We didn't give it a teretz. So just to review again, we have two psukim in the Chumash. One pasuk, both in the same parsha in Chumash Devarim. One pasuk says, "Al pishnai edim, al pishloshu edim yumas ameis." In order to give the nefashas, in order to give the death penalty, you have to have two witnesses. Then there's another pasuk that speaks of dinim mominis. Al pishnei edim, al pishloish edim, yokum dover. So yokum dover, the Gemara says, that refers to dinim mominis. You need two edim by dinim mominis. Then there's no pasuk by dover shebi'ervo to establish whether a woman is married or single, or whether a woman became a soita, a surah labailo. There's no beferish pasuk, but that's exereshob. The pasuk says that if a woman is mezana tachas bailo, the husband has to divorce her. Ki motzabo ervas dover. If he ascertains, motzabo, he ascertains she was a soita, so then he has to divorce her. So how did he ascertain? Do you say erechadam and visirim? Do you need to wait him? So the Gemara says there's a gzereshava dova dova mimomen. Here it says kimotzabo ervas dover, and there it says al pishnai shneidim al pishloshem yokum dover. So just like by mominis you need to aid him, by dover shebi erva you also need to aid. So then the Mishnah says that here's an exception to the rule. If the husband was kinei liish, that he warned his wife, he's choshed his wife is having an affair with someone. And then he's warning her, al tisteri mishplena, this kinei. Then the stira, she's misyachid with that person. And then there's an erechu that claims, I was in the room and she was mezana. So the Gemara says, since there's a raglaim ladova shari, kinei lovinistra, prior to the erechu coming, there was kinui, there was stira, there's a shtikl raglaim ladova, that there's something going on. So there's a gzeres hakasuv, that even though it's only eid echod, he's believed. He's not believed to give her the death penalty, but he's believed to ask her al bailo, that she can no longer drink the maim hamarim. The husband can only give the maim hamarim if there was kinui or stira, and you don't know what happened. You don't know one way or the other. But if you have even just an eid echod who testifies that zinsa during that stira, so the eid echod is believed she cannot drink maim hamarim. So that's an exception to the rule, despite the fact that it should have been labeled as a dovish b'yerva. Eid Echad is believed to say zinsa. What if Eid Echad comes and says loy zinsa? So the Eid Echad is not believed. There's no raglaim ledover to that direction. There's only raglaim ledover in this direction. That yes, zinsa, after kinis dir. She has a cheskes heta labailo. Every woman is married has a cheskes heta labailo. But the kinestira ruins the chazaka. Kinestira makes a later sasofik al pidin. That's why she has to drink the maim amarim. So that's what the Gemara says. If Eid Echad says after kinestira, Eid Echad says zinsa. I was there in the room. She was zinsa. And to Eidim say, and Eid Echad says loy zinsa. So the Gemara says the one who says zinsa is Neman Kishnayim. And the one who says Laizinsa is not Bagloit. He has no Nemanis. So that's why the one who says Zinsa is believed. So the Gemara said, but in the Mishnah it says not so. It says if it's Chad Legabi Chad, they neutralize each other and she does drink the Maim Amorim. So you are telling me that she doesn't drink Maim Amorim? That's where we left off last time. And for the Gemara, Loi Kashit, about 10 lines from the bottom, 12 lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph on the base. So the line begins with the word kasha. Yeah. The Gemara says, "Loi kasha, senishkin kasha, kam bevasachas, kam bezerachazem." If first the erechad comes and says zinso, if the kinis tira, erechad comes and says zinso, so that's exeris akasu, the erechad is believed. And then if a month later an erechad comes and says, "Not true, the husband still didn't bring his wife." If the erechad says zinso, he can't have a drink the my mamar. Then a month later an erechad comes and says, "Not true. I was there also, and loy zinsa, it's not true." So the erechad says that loy zinsa doesn't have namanis. It's an issue of dovah shebi'er, but the Torah only believes the exception to the rule is only in one direction, if he says zinsa. So since the one who says zinsa is believed, the one who says loy zinsa is not believed, so that's the way the Gemara formulates it. The erechad who comes later and says loy zinsa is not bagloit. Because the first one who says zinsa was believed, the one who comes later says zinsa not believed. But what if they come by vasachas? They come together. So then we have a new rule. Eid echad b'akhosh alav klumhi. The bezna has no right to accept the hagodas eid echad if he's coming b'akhosh at the time at the time that he's giving the Haggadah Seder, so Rashi learns it means Toch Kedei Dibur. If right away at the time that the Erechet says Zinsa, the other one is ready, then he says it's not true. I was there and he's telling a lie. It's not true. Or I wasn't there, but he wasn't there either. He was with me, he's Mazim him. He's with me in a different place. So then the Gemara says, there's an Udin. You have no right to be Mekabel Erechot if at the time of the Haggadah Seder, this is already Oymid B'Hakosh. If you have Trey, you Trey. If you have two witnesses, say Zinsa, two witnesses say Horagas HaNefesh, two witnesses say Loi Horagas HaNefesh, so two witnesses, you Mekabalaitis. Even though we hear that the other two are screaming, as they're giving Haggadahs, the other two are screaming, it's not true, we'll listen to you later. So when Mekabalaitis, Mekabaldozaitis, you don't know what to do. Trey, Trey, it's two against two, you don't know who's telling the truth. But you don't say Shnei Edim Hakosh Alav Klumi, you have no right to be Mekabal Edis of Shnei Edim if Bishas Haggadahs Edis, it's already Bakosh. We don't have such a din. But Eid Echod B'Hakosha, there is such a din. You have no right to be Mekabel Eidus of an Eid Echod if at the time that he's giving the Haggadah Seidus, it's already B'Hakosha. So then Afkamina will chap. Eid Echod B'Hakosha, the Eid Echod says Zinsa has no money. Eid Echod says Loi Zinsa has no money. So if they'll come to Zachazer, it's not the same. The first one had the money, the second one doesn't have the money. So you forget about the second one. But if they come B'Vasachas, so they come Tech the Dibra of each other, even though the second one has no nemanis, but the erechad, the first erechad is b'hakosha, you had no right to be mekabel yedus in the first place.
Does it matter what the second eid says? If he says he's an eid sermon, in other words, it's not that he says she did it. But he could, he's offering his eidus because he went with me.
Right, doesn't matter. In order to be, because you need two eidim. You need two eidim to say loy zinsa. You want to lead to the conclusion that loy zinsa, so for that, you got to have two eidim. To say Zinsa, so you should have also required two Adam, but that's a Xeris HaKosev, that's an exception to the rule.
He's not negating the Adas, he's negating the man himself as far as he wasn't there.
Right, so for that you need two Adam, a Dabba Shabiyah, but you should need two Adam. The only exception to the rule is the one that says Zinsa, he's believed. Therefore, Kinah's theory, he's believed.
But so, the Gabri Trey B'Hakosha, so isn't the result the same? That they cancel each other out?
They don't care. It's not that we're not Mekabel Eidus of the Trey. We're Mekabel their Eidus, even though we hear in the background the other two guys screaming. So we'll give you a chance. So they say, and Turk Kadidi, but they say they're lying. It's not so. So we're Mekabel their Eidus, Mekabel their Eidus. We don't know what to do. Why we don't know what to do? Because they have equal nemanis to them. But if an Eid Echod, Bahakosh Eid Echod, Legabi Eid Echod, even though one doesn't have nemanis, the one who says Leizinza has no nemanis. But still, bottom line, if it's Turk de Dibra of each other, say Recha Bakoshi, you have no right to be Mekabaliatis at all. So by Trey, you are Mekabaliatis, but you don't know what to do because the second cut also has equal demonis to the first cut.
So what do you gain by being Mekabaliatis as opposed to just that they just cancel each other out?
It's the same as canceling each other out.
It's the same thing, really.
Yeah, but by Erecha Bakosh, it's more than that. Even if the second Erecha doesn't have nemanis at all. But since he's Erecha, the first one is Erecha, that's called Erecha Bakosh. Okay, the result will, it'll be the same if they come to Vasachas, but if they come to Zachazeh, it won't be the same. If they come to Zachazeh, so Trey, they have nemanis, so you don't know what to do. But Chad Legavichad, if the one is, first one comes and he says, Zinsa. If the kinnis, the second one comes later, a month later, he says loizin, so he doesn't have the manas, so he can't cancel out. If he would have come of asachas, we would have said you have no right to be mekabel the edus of the first guy, but he didn't come of asachas. So whenever they come to zachazeh, it has to be that the second one who contradicts the first one has the same level of the money. He doesn't have the same level. The nemanis only was to say zinsa, to say loy zinsa doesn't have nemanis.
With two eidim, how much is zachazeh? How much time can you have passed? The first and the second,
I don't say 25 years. It doesn't matter.
25 years?
Whenever they come,
whatever.
No difference. The first two had no monies, the second two have the same no monies as the first two.
No statute of limitations.
No, so they'll neutralize each other. No statute of limitations. Mar just has a question. Statute of limitations. After many years, people remember differently. So I'm starting to remember what a Rabbi Soloveitchik say. I imagine things. I don't remember exactly what happened. I don't remember. So the Gemara has a discussion in Ksubas. How many years can go by and you still believe the person? He says, absolutely, this is what happened. Maybe he forgot. So many things happened since then. The Gemara has a discussion about that. To what extent? So we mentioned last time, 2 weeks ago, that in Yerideah, Siman Aleph, they quote the Ra'o, that this din, called Mokham Shemini, Torah Dech, Ve'ekan Shnaim, only appears in the Gemara in three places. One of them is by Soita, because really to ascertain whether a woman is a Soita or not, in either direction should have been a Dovah Shebierva. It's an exception to the rule that if the Eid Echad says Zinsa after Kinyastira, he has Nemanis, but one says Loi Zinsa has no Nemanis. So that's why if Eid Echad comes now, the second Eid Echad that contradicts him comes later. So the second one has no Nemanis, the first one had Nemanis. So that's what Ula calls, Kambakam Sheminitar, Eid Echad, Arik, and Shnaim. We consider the first one as if he's two. Nemanis comes later is only one, so it's one against two. We don't, what do you mean it's one against two? It's one against what? No, it means he has Nemanis, he doesn't have Nemanis. So the same thing appears.
It's always spelled Eidim, not Eidim. Why is the Torah, in only a very few cases, they use the word Eidim? It's always yeah. Eid.
So we had the Tanaim said the word Eid in Biblical Hebrew means Shnei Eidim, means a Kat Eidim. Unless it says Eid Echad.
But there's another word for it. In other words, like Seh. Seh could be one Seh, one could be many, many Sheep, right?
Yeah.
But Eid could be one Eid, and Shnei Eidim is two Eidim.
So the Gemara says not so. Whatever it says, Eid in Hebrew means Shnei Eidim, unless it says Eid Echad. But Kol Makom Shenema Eid, Harei Kan Shnayim. The Stam word Eid means Shnayim. Yeah. So there are another two cases, but the Gemara applies Ula's Klal of Kol Makom Sheminitur. So one of them we had already because we started from Lamed Beis and we went to the end. So we learned the din of Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa says, what's the din of Chumash Egla Rufa? It only applies in Eretz Israel. It's not an agricultural mitzvah. Usually the agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. And once in a while you have a mitzvah that has to do with Klal Yisrael. So only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered Klal Yisrael. We who live in Chutz Laretz are considered Ki Yechidim. We're not considered Klal Yisrael. The Gemara has many dinim like that. The Jews who live in Chutz Laretz, even here, Gedola Keninve, they had tens of thousands of Jews, is Ki Yechidim Domo. They're not treated like a tzibur. So the din of Egla Rufa is that the tzibur is mechuyif to get a kapor. If you find a dead body and you can ascertain it's a Jewish body who was murdered, you don't know who murdered him. Lo noda mihiko. So you have to umodidul hormash asvivas achal. You have to measure to the cities in the vicinity, and the city that's closest, if it has a bezin, if it doesn't have bezin, you have to measure to the city that does have a bezin. So the city that's closest, there has to be an Egla Rufa for a kapara. We assume the murderer probably came from that city. And we're all held responsible for the murder. So we bring an Egla Rufa. The Rambam says, in order to make a tumult, in order to make a big tararam, so that someone should step forward and give the police information, we should be able to catch the murderer. So the din is, lo noda mihiko, we don't know who killed him. If you know who killed him, if you have Eidim who say we know who killed him, so the whole parsha of Egla Rufa doesn't apply. How do you know who killed him? So you have, it's din in the fashis. To say that whether a person killed or not, you should really need to aid him. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. No, the mihiko, even if there's only Eid Echad who says Reisi Ahoreg, so even if only Eid Echad says Reisi Ahoreg, that's a Xeris HaKosav, so there's not, you don't bring the Egla Rufa. So that's really a Chiddush. Eid Echad should be believed. It should be Din in the Foshes. It's a the whole idea of the Egla Rufa is in order to lead up to the death penalty. You want to catch the murder. Catch the murder, you need to aid him. So the Torah only believes the Eid Echad says Ro'isi Ahorig. If another guy comes and says you're telling a lie, Lo Ro'isi Ahorig, so he doesn't have them honest. It's Din in the Foshes. So to say Ro'isi Ahorig, you have them honest. For the one to contradict to say Lo Ro'isi Ahorig is not them on. So if first the Eid Echad came and says Ro'isi Ahorig, so you stop the whole procedure. You don't do any Egla Rufa. If a month later, 2 months later, an Eid Echad comes and says he was lying, Lo Ro'isi Ahorig, so the first one had that manus, the second one doesn't have that manus. So he doesn't cancel out, it doesn't neutralize each other. But if they come bevasachas, so then I say, bo bevasachas, ain't the word, how do you say, Eid Echad, b'hakosha lav klumi. You have no right to be mekabel Eid Echad if b'shas are going to say this. He's contradicted with the other eight, even though the other eight doesn't have the same level of namanis. He does have namanis. To say Reisi Ahorig, he does have namanis. To say Lo Reisa, there's no Chiddush. The Torah doesn't say he has namanis. So it should be the regular din in the Farsha, Eid Echad is not believed. So if they come, Vasachas, so then it's called Eid Echad Bahakosh Alav Klumi.
What would it do, even if one person says, I identify, I know so and so did it, they can't put him to death, there was no Eidim, there's no Hasra. What would happen to the quote unquote suspect?
The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, Mishnah Makkah says they rarely gave Din in the Foshes
for 70 years.
Right. So you have murderers running around in the street. So the Mishnah says not so fast. That we don't give official Mises Bezin. Official Mises Bezin means that we're judging another person, we're giving the death penalty. But unofficially, you've got to bump them off to make sure that we protect the community, society. So the Mishnah has that they used to give them unofficial. If you have Birur that the guy murdered, there was no Hasra, and it's not this, there's something missing in the case, legally, there's some loophole over here. So nonetheless, we're going to lock him up and starve him to death. We're going to see what that he does. So Eid Echad is, you're halfway
so
there.
One aid would be sufficient enough to...
No, you have to have two aids.
Okay.
You have to have two aids.
So this is what you're doing here.
Eid Echad, you're halfway there. Eid Echad, you're halfway there. If you have another Eid Echad, two people will come and say, we know who the murderer is, so we'll have to take care of the murderer. We can't give Mises Bezin. There was no Hasra, and the Eidim have to testify to the Dibur of each other. And they have to have seen each other at the time. There's so many conditions.
Yeah, right, yeah. So this is step one. You find one in...
Right. So the Torah says the Eid Echad is believed to say Ra'isi Ahoreg is an exception to the rule. The rule is that it's Dina Nefashis. And Dina Nefashis leads to Eidim. Torah only believes the one who says Ra'isi Ahoreg, that's a Chiddush. One who says Lori Isa, the Chiddush doesn't apply there. So if they come, so the one who says later, Loi Reisa is not Bagloit, because he has no Namanis. It's a Din Nefashis case. The one who came first said, but Yisya Harig is believed. That's the exception to the rule, he is believed. If they would have come of Asachas, then the Gemara says, even though the one who's Makhishim doesn't have the same level of Namanis. The one who says Loi Reisa only has Namanis like an Echad. The one who says Reisa Harig, he has full Namanis over here. So still, if the Kama of Asachas, he prevents you from being Mekabalatus, that's called Eid Echad Bakchosh Alav Klum. And if the Kama of Asachazeh, you say he cannot contradict the first guy. The second guy has no Namonis. The first guy had Namonis.
If there's only one Eid Echad, am I allowed to testify? I mean, if there's only an Eid Echad, am I allowed to testify knowing that my testimony is worthless?
The Ramban HaChumash interprets...
I know that Bezin is not going to accept the testimony.
All
I did
was a Moshe Shemba. The Ramban HaChumash has like that. That Asana Berecha, Eid Shav. I'm going to come. I know I'm only Eid Echad, and they're not going to be able. I know I'm the only Eid who is there. I know I'm the only Eid who is there. Not, I know it can't lead up to anything. So then it's just plain Loshna. It's never going to lead to anything. But if I know the case, and there may be other people also know the case. I don't know who else knows the case. So if another person will step up and testify, Bezin will have to aid him. They may not be able to give him the death penalty, but be able to bump him off unofficially in order to protect the rest of mankind. Ramban says, if you know that you're the only Eid Echad, then it's just plain Lashon Hara. He quotes the Gemara like that. The Gemara tells a story that Tuvia sinned, and Zigud was an Eid Echad, and he gave testimony about Tuvia. So the Bezin gave Malkus to Zigud. So Gemara says, is that fair? Tuvia chotto of Zigud minged. Tuvia did the sin, and Zigud gets the malchus. Gemara says, yeah, he shouldn't have testified, because he knows that he's the only Eid Echad. So it's Loshon Hara then. What's the relevance? But if I come to Bezin, I say, I saw the guy did an Avera. I don't know who else was there, but I think there were more people. So then I'm coming to testify, because I know it may lead up to another Eid Echad stepping forward. They're printed in the newspapers. Does anybody know whether this is true? And then another Eid Echad may step forward. So in that case, it's not just plain Lashon Hara. Then it is relevant. So there are three cases in the Gemara where Ula's din applies. So these are the two cases ben HaTorah. Eid Echad is an exception to the rule. Soita is really Dovisha B'Yerva, Eid Echad should not be believed. So there's an exception to the rule. If the Eid Echad says Zinsa after Eidus and Kiniastira, he's Bagloipt. And the one who says Loi Zinsa is not Bagloipt. The other exception to the rule, these are both on the level of the Raisa. The other exception to the rule we had already, that's by Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is really Dinin Nefashis, the way the Rambam says. Really Dinin Nefashis. The whole idea of Egla Rufa, we're trying to catch the murderer to bring him to punishment, to bring him to court. So to say, if an Eid Echad is going to say, I know who the murderer is, it should really be Dinin Nefashis. Eid Echad shouldn't be believed. Not to say I know who the murderer, not to say you don't know who the murderer is. So the Pasuk makes an exception to the rule. Eid Echad says, Ra'isi Ahoreg, that's a Gzeres HaKosov. If he's believed, then you stop the whole procedure, you don't do Egla Rufa. The one who says, La Ra'isa is not Baglai. So if the one who said Ra'isi came first, the one who says La Ra'isa came second, then you say, come welcome. And the third case is only a case Midi Rabbana. The third case is by Meis Bailo. A woman is married for many years and the husband disappears, we don't know where he is. And then Eid Echad comes and he says, I know for a fact the husband is dead, we buried him. Or they cut off his head. He says he fainted, and I think he died, so that's no good. He said he was in a war, and he was shot. And maybe he's a prisoner of war. Maybe he's still alive. But if the Erechon says, I know for a fact that he's dead. So, min HaTorah, Erechon should not be believed by Meis Bailo, because it's really a Dov Shev Yerba, whether the woman is still married or not. So the Gemara sounds like it says, Mishum Migunu Akila Berabonu. It's only a Kula Mederabonu. That's very difficult. How can you have a kulam de rabbanon if min haTorah Erechon is not believed? How can the rabbis were never authorized to be mekel against dinim deraisa?
Especially if, in Eish HaSish, the ramifications.
Right. So it's a big problem. All the Rishonim work on that is a big problem. So some achrayim, the Pnei Yeshua came up with a chiddush, and the Nadi Behuda goes along. Nadi Behuda was very kofuf to the Pnei Yeshua. Nadi Behuda. Say, we're used to thinking that Pnei Yeshua has pilpulim on the Gemara. So you think of the Pnei Yeshua as a man who says pilpul on the Gemara. And the contemporary of the Pnei Yeshua was the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. He has everything on Shulchan Aruch. He wrote the Tumim HaChoshem Mishpot and the Crazy Place and Yoriday, everything on Shulchan Aruch. So in the history books they write that during their lifetime it was fakert. Pnei Yeshua was known as a big Pesach, but he didn't want to go down in history only as a Pesach. So he wrote Svarim pilpul on the Gemara. They should know that I know that too. And the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan was known for his pilpul. He used to make, he was in Germany, and they weren't allowed to have gemaras there. So students, and they knew in advance that the government will inspect. Every month they sent police to make sure no one has any gemaras. So the students would travel from all over Europe to come, knowing that they won't be allowed to have any gemaras. And he used to make pilpulim diyukim on Loshen Rashi and Loshen Taisa, and everything was all balpeh. Everything was all balpeh. So he was known as the big balpilpul, with the Yukim in Rashi and Taisus, so he didn't want to go down in history only as a man who made pilpum. So he wrote his Torah on Shulchan Aruch. He wrote, everybody wrote fakert from what it really was. So the Nadi Behuda has big respect for the Pnei Yeshua. He says, Kahara Zokin, Pnei Yeshua Paskin, that's it. He can't reverse the Psak of the Pnei Yeshua. So here the Nadi Behuda picks up on this Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua has a Chiddush. He discovered Asifrei on the Pasuk, Lo Yokam Erechad Be'ish. So you read the whole pasuk, Leyakim Erechad Ish L'chol Lav and L'chol Chatas B'chol Chayta Sheyechta Ad Pishnayim Meidim Al Pishlosh Eidim Yumas Ameis Lo Yumas Al Pi Erechad. So the simple reading of the pasuk is Leyakim Erechad Ish L'chol Lav and L'chol Chatas, and Erechad is not Bagloi, and an issue of an Avera to give Malkus or to give Misa, you have to have two Eidim. That's a simple pshat. So the Sifrei has a drasha, Leyakim Erechad Ish, Erechad is not believed on a man, but on an Isha Erechad is believed. So what does that mean? Erechad is believed on a woman. So the Pnei Yeshua, so the Sifrei doesn't explain what it means. So the Pnei Yeshua says what it means is Erechad is neman by Meis Bailo. It's a din derais. I, the Gemara says Mishum Iguna Akila Berabbanon. Doesn't say Beferish. That's only Mederabbanon. So he claims no. But the Gemara, so the Pasha Pshat is that the Gemara disagrees with his Sifrei. So Machlokes, if that's Pshat and the Sifrei, others deny it. They say the Sifrei meant a totally different thing. Sifrei meant something different, legamrei. Sifrei meant like this, Le'yokam Erechad Be'ish, that's also in the Sifrei. It says, Erechad is not believed to say that a boy is bar mitzvah. The Gemara has a lot of times, Ish prat lekotten. The Pasuk says Ish. Why does it say Ish? So Ish is sometimes Memayit Isha, and sometimes Memayit Kotten. So it says, Le'yokam Erechad Be'ish, Erechad is not bagloip to say that someone is a gadol. To say that he's Yud Gimel Shonav Yom Echad, to say how old he is, or to say that he has Shtei Saris, for that you have to have two Eidim. So the Gemara says, what if you have a girl, and we know the girl's birthday, we have her birth certificate, so we know she's Yud Bei Shonav Yom Echad, but we don't know if she has Shtei Saris. So the Gemara says, you don't have to have men to check the girl to see if she has Shtei Saris on her body. The Gemara says, if a woman checks, it's also good. So the Gemara says, how is that good? But doesn't halacha require shnei edim? The Gemara says, nah, we know that Ruba de Ruba kol shehigir l'chalal shonim higir l'chalal simonim. If the girl is already 12 years old, so the likelihood is that she probably has shtei saris anyway. So you really don't have to check. The whole thing is just that Pesaliyeser says. So if you have women check and they say she has shtei saris, so we believe the women because we know anyway. We know already on our own. So many achrenim say that assumption, Kol shehigia, the Gemara says it b'loshen nekeva. Kol shehigia lechlal shonim, higia lechlal simanim. A girl who's already 12 years old probably has shtei saris anyway. Is only by girl. By a boy, it's not necessarily the case. So that's what many achrenim say. That's what the Sifrei says. Lo yakam eid echad b'ish. The Sifrei says eid echad is not bagloip to say that a child is a bar mitzvah b'ish v'loy b'katan. Eid echad is not believed to say someone is a bar mitzvah b'ish v'loy b'isha. And a woman eid echad is believed. A woman would be believed because by women you have this ruba de leisei kamon that calls she agil echlal shanim, agil echlal sma. So they say that the Sifrei never meant to say eid echad is believed by meis baila. That's bechlal not the kavon. But that's how the Pnei Yeshua understood the Sifrei. Is by and the Nodi Biyud accepts this pshat from the Pnei Yeshua. So the Shad said, what does the Gemara say? Mishumi guna kila b'rabbana? Doesn't it mean that the Talmud Bavli doesn't accept this? So the Pnei Yeshua has a charifus, he has a pilpul. So he says, now, the Gemara is discussing, you believe in Eid Echad min HaTorah, but shouldn't you make a chumr mid the Rabbanon that you require Shnei Eidim? They were so machmer and eshesish. So the Gemara is raising a question: why didn't they make a chumer with the rabbanon? You shouldn't permit the woman to remarry unless you have shneidim. So that's the Gemara says: no, mishum miguna kilit b'rabbanon. They said, let's leave it on the level of deraisa. Let's not introduce a chumer. It doesn't sound like that. Pashup shad doesn't sound like that. But that's the, how the Pnei Yeshua read it. So that the Nadi Bihuda accepts it because Pnei Yeshua gezakt. He was the god lador. He used to give tshuvas. He used to paskin halachas. He was a big paisik. During his lifetime, he was known as a paisik. Now all of his psalkim are gone and forgotten, and now he's only known for the pilpul. But during his lifetime, he's known as a paisik. So it's usually assumed, not like the Pnei Yeshua, it's usually assumed that we have three cases where Eid Echad is believed, two cases are deraisa, and the third case is only the Rabbanan. By Meis Baila, we assume it's only by the Rabbanan. So that's what Rashi Shita is. Tosis points it out here. Rashi Shita is that by the two cases that are deraisa, namely, by Saita, when Eid Echad says Meis Baila, he has Nemonis. The one who says Loi Meis Baila doesn't have Nemonis. That's by the Saita and by the Egla Rufa, where it's deraisa. So if they come, Bavasachas, you have no right to be Mekabel the Yeid at all. Definition of Bavasachas means Terkede Deeper. If the second Eid contradicts the first Eid, he's there. He screams right away, so that prevents me from being mekabel the edus of the first day. Masha'ini came by Meis Baila, min HaTorah, the first guy is not believed either. So even if the second aid comes the next week, the next month, it's also called Bavasachas, until he tiru alinase. The first aid who comes and he says, Meis Baila, the woman is allowed to remarry, it's not considered already Kranis Kabla Edusa until the Bezdin Paskins, based on the Erecha, we hereby declare, we wrote a Psak, she's allowed to remarry. So until Hitiru Lenosa, it's considered as if we were never Makabalatis. That's where Rashi Shita is, that the definition of Bob of Asachas versus Bob of Zachazah is different. By Meis Baila, since the Erecha, it says Meis Baila is believed only by the Rabbanon, so it's not considered Niskabla Edusa till the Bezdin Paskins are Peter Hagodah says. Up till then, I say we weren't yet Mekabaliatis. Masheni came by the two cases where the Eid Echad is Nema Menatara. So then, if it's after take Kedei Dibur, so it's ready Niskabla Edusa. So you can't say that Eid Echad Bakhosh Alab Klumi. You can't say that since the other guy is tumbling, so it prevents you from being Mekabaliatis. The Eid was ready Niskabla. And Tosfos is not happy with that. Tosfos understands what Rashi means, that when it's Eid Echad Neman Menatara, then the Shir is Terkedei Dibur. And if the Eid Echad by Meis Baila is only Nema Midirabbanon, then it's considered Adayin Lo Niskabla Ha'edus until the Bezdin is Hitiru Linase. But they don't like it. They think that Rashi is wrong, that it never depends on Terkedei Dibur. It always depends on whether the Bezdin Paskin based on the first Eid Echad. Kozman, they didn't Paskin yet. So it's considered as if they didn't yet accept the testimony of the first one. So that was what the Gemara's teretz was. And for the Gemara, like Kashi, about 10 lines from the bottom, on Lamed Aleph on the base, by the tiny letter base, Kam Bevasachas, Kam Bezeachazer. Then the Gemara freaked out Kashi, Tana, and the next line begins with the word Tana. But it says in the Mishnah, Eidoim and Nitmeis, Eid Echad says she was Mezana. So he's believed. Ushnai marmer loy nitmeis. Two eidim say fakir. So that's 2-1. So you don't say the first one is believed like two and the second got this. It was 2-2. You don't say it's 2-2, it's a shakul. You say the first one is believed kishnayim against another eid echad. But the first one is not believed against two eidim. So the Mishnah says the first one that comes says nitmeis. Ushnai marmer loy nitmeis. So the din is even b'zachazeh. So the din is that what? Hoysa shoysa. The second two who say loy nitmei is not that they say we were in the bedroom and we know she was not mezana. Rashi explains that if they say we were there, she was not mezana. So what are you giving him ayma morim for? We know it's not true. The two I believe just means loy nitmei. They say you're lying. You weren't there. You don't know what you're talking about. So the two against one, the two are certainly nemonim. So such a case of din is that she. So the first one who said nitmei is knocked off, and she has a din. She had kinyan stira. So it's a suffix whether zin. So you have a drink. So the Gemara says, the Mashmor says, because it's two against one. Achad v'chad, but if it be one against one, the din would have been lo hoiso shoiso, because the one who came first, the one who came first, is Neman. And he said zin so. So if Gemara tiyufta the Rabchia is the one who said, kol mochem shemina tori rechad, harei kan shnaim, doesn't it contradict? What do you do with the next line in the Mishnah? So two say she was mezana, and one says later on loy nitmeis lohoisa shoisa. So the mashmos is only because it's two against one. What if it were one against one, and the first one who came, the one who came first, said nitmeis? Then you would say hoisa shoisa. How can it be? It's not true. But the one who came first says. The one who came first says what? Nitmeis. So what is she? He's Neman. To say Nitmei, he is Neman. And the one who came second and says, Lay Nitmeis, he's not believed. So there's a contradiction between the two diukim in the Mishnah. What if it be one against one, bezach hazeh? So the Gemara says, you can't make diukim. The Mishnah was not written in such a way to make diukim. The Mishnah only meant the din that it says, that two against one, the two on them one, and whether the two came first or the two came second, whatever, it's two against one, so the two beat out the one. So what's the chiddush that two against one? Elakula b'psula yedis, Rav Nechemi here to tell you. The Mishnah is telling me the following din. We have halacha treikimeyo, we have a Mishnah in Makkos, where the Mishnah is bothered with akasha. You have the two psukim that we started off with, there's a pasuk badinim ominous, al pishne eidim, or al pishlosh eidim yakum dover. Then you have a pasuk by Nidin Nefoshes in the same parsha that says al pishnai eidim al pishlosh eidim yumas ameis. So both psukim we don't understand. Why does it say al pishlosh? If it says al pishnai eidim, it means two eidim or more. If miskayem so eidis pishnaim lamen part loch akasa pishlosh. If two is good, so three is certainly good. So why does it say three? So the Mishnah says the answer is lahakishnaim lishlosha. It's a hekesh between two or three. What's the relevance of making a hekesh? So the Mishnah lists off a few halachas. So one of the several halachas that the Mishnah in Makkos mentions is that trei kemeya. Once you have two edim, so even if you have three edim, 10 edim, 100 edim, you have two edim say one way, 100 edim say the other way, you don't say it's 100 to 2, so the 100 win. Once you have two edim, that's the highest level of nemanis, unless the second pair of two edim are mazim the first pair. So that's a chiddush of hazama. You believe the second pair who are mazim, they say you weren't there, you were somewhere else. But if the second pair are not mazim the first pair say one way, and the second pair contradicts. So even if the second pair is 100 to 2, it's considered shkulim. So Rav Nechemi comes and he says, Bamedvar mamurim, when do you have that din? That trei kemeya, that's in mamunis, that's in nefoshes, that's in dovashe b'yerva, where the psukim apply. You have the hekesh, al pishnei edim, al pishlosh edim. Makish losha l'shnaim, that trei kemeya. But komokam shemina Torah edechod, when the Torah believes edechod, so you don't have any pasuk. Those two psukim that are makish losha l'shnaim are by mamunis and by nefoshes and by dovashe b'yerva. Because of the hekesh, because of the gzer shavah, dova dova mimamun, so dova shabierva has the same did. But Nechemia, the Tana says, kalmokim shemina teira eidechod, so then if eidechod is believed, namely by meis bailo, or by eglarufa, or by soito, so you have no gzeris hakosim. This is not governed by that rule. These three cases are exceptions to the rule. So then he says, halocha charev deis. So then the halocha says, if you have 10 to 11, 10 say one way, 11 say the other way. So 11 win. If you have 99 to 100, 99 say one way and 100 say the other way, the 100 win. The halacha of trei kemeya, meya ketrei, doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, that's what the Mishnah means to say. Mishnah wasn't written in such a way to say if it's 2 to 1, then the 2 win. But if it would have been 1 to 1, it would have been shkulim. No, then you're going to have a contradiction between the two diukim. The Mishnah didn't mean to make the diukim over here. The Mishnah just said the din itself. If you have 2 to 1, so the two win, even though the one is Neman, the one says Meis Bailo, or the one says Zinso, or the one says Reisi Ahoirig, and the two say Fakert, You don't say that he's Neman and they're Neman, so Shkulim. You don't say like that. If it's 2-1, so the two win. If it would have been 100-99, the 100 would win. That's Ram Nechemi's din. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. If it's 2-1, so the two win. That's right. But now the Gemara has two versions. Do you always say it like that? If it's 99-100, so the 100 win? By these three cases, by Egla Rufam, by Meis Baila, and by Saita, that Eid Echad is believed, so the Xeris HaKavs, but Trey Kamea doesn't apply. So the first version the Gemara has, V'osu Shtei Noshim, but whenever Eid Echad is believed, so even Eid Echad Pasul is good. When Halacha requires two Eidim, so it has to be two Kosher Eidim, and women are Pasul Eidus. But by these cases, by the three cases, Egla Rufa, Meis Baila, and Saito, where Eid Echad is believed, so the Xeris HaKosim, that women are Pasul, doesn't apply. So women are also Neman, Psulim are also good. So the first version of Nechemia is, Osu Shtei Noshim V'Yishechad, Gishnei Noshim V'Yishechad, just like if you have 2-1, two men contradict one man, so the two are believed against the one. So even two women contradict one man, it does make a difference. Kosher Leidus, Pasul Leidus, you're talking about a case, these three cases. But Psuli Eidus are accepted, so there's no difference whether you kosher apostle and halacha harav days. The ikad diyamin, the second version is no. Komokam the osay dechad kosher meikara. If the first one that came was a man, afila mea noshim nami ke dechad damyan, even 100 women can contradict him. He's a kosher lahoid, and the women are psulim. The true women on their monim over here. Whenever a dechad is good, women on their monim. But if you have an eid echad kosher, he has more than monis. So you wouldn't say it's two women contradict one man, the two women are going to be believed. But what are we talking about? The case over here in the Mishnah, if a woman came first and said, Meis Baila, a woman came first and says, Risi Ahorek, or the woman came and says, Zinsa, and then later on two women contradict, then you say 2-1, the two on them on him. But if the first one would have been a man, then it's different. First, so these are the two versions of Reb Nechemia.
It says it was a woman.
If the first one was a woman and the second two, the one. If the first one who came and testified was a woman who said that Zinsa, and then two women contradict her, so then two women can contradict one woman. But if the first one who testified Zinsa was a man, then the women would not be nemanim against him. Even though where do you see that? Eid Echad is neman by Saita. Whenever Eid Echad is Neman, Eid Echad Neman be Surim. So women are also Neman. I'll be Pashtim. That's a machlekes Rishonim. Eid Echad Neman be Surim. Some Rishonim say, the Pashtim says certainly women are Neman. You go home and your wife gives you a supper, or your sister gives you supper, your daughter gives you supper. So you assume women are Neman. So the Mordechai quotes an opinion that Eid Echad Neman be Surim doesn't apply to women. I trust my wife. No, that's a different story. It's a chazaka. I know my wife for many years already. I know before I married her. So that's a chazak al chavish and emoitzim metachas yoda davish and emisukan. If I know who the person is, I know it's a religious person. So I know a religious person will never be machshamli to give me tray for food. They're not going to violate lifnei b'lisit mikshah. But if I come to a town, I don't know who the woman is. I come to a restaurant and it says kosher restaurant. And there's a woman there selling a big shekel and everything. She's selling food. And she tells me it's kosher. I don't know who she is. So a whole group of Rishonim say you don't apply erechanem visurim to women. But the Pashtus is not like that. That's the story that Rav Soloveitchik once told over. I must have told that story. He said, the Nadi Bihuda has a tshuva. It's in Chelek Rishon, Nadi Bihuda. Tshuva Ayin Beis, in the Chelek Ebenezer. It's a long tshuva. This was before the Nadi Bihuda became the rabbi in Prague. When originally he was in Podolia, a little village, in the same village where the Baal Shem Tov was. And there was a couple, and the wife was Mazana. And she was supposed to get divorced. So the husband was a Talmid Chacham, and he figured out a whole reason why he doesn't have to divorce his wife. He had six svaras why he doesn't have to divorce his wife. So the Nadi Yehuda wrote a whole tshuva that it's all wrong. He has stiras het the aleph, stiras het the beis, stiras het the gimel. He's so sorry, he contradicts all of the heterim that the husband said. So this tshuva that the Nadi Yehuda wrote was in his city. So instead of, but the man whose wife was Mazana, who didn't want to divorce his wife, he got the government, he got the mayor of the city to make a regulation that whoever says the wife is a mezana, they'll put him in prison. So Nadi Behuda couldn't open his mouth. he was the rabbi there. So the Baal Shem Tov opened his mouth and he said, I'm not going to say the woman is a Zayna, because whoever says the woman is a Zayna will be punished. So he kept on saying she's a Zayna, and then he skedaddled. He left town. He can leave town. He wasn't salaried by the community, but the Rebbe Behuda was the rabbi there. So he couldn't say. So he wrote a whole tshuva as if the Shaila came from Constantinople. And he wrote the tshuva to the Becha David. Becha David was Asfarda Sherov, who was the rabbi in Constantinople at that time. But the Shaila didn't come from there. The Shaila came from his own backyard. So Rav Soloveitchik told over the story. They didn't have regular, normal mail delivery at that time. So the letter, the tshuva of the Rebbe Yehuda to the Becha David from Constantinople was delivered by a fellow who was going to Eretz Yisrael. So the Baal Shem Tov wrote a famous letter to his brother-in-law, Rab Gershon Kitover, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, about his Aliyas Neshama. On Rosh Hashanah, he had a dream, and his soul went up to heaven, and he asked the Rabbanish, he met the Melech HaMashiach, and he asked them, Masai Yossi Mar, when are you coming? The Lubavitcher have a nigin, Masai Yom Osi Mar, Gekshe Yafutsu, Mainasech Achutsu. So that's all in that letter that the Baal Shem Tov wrote to his brother-in-law. He had Aliyas Neshama on Rosh Hashanah, and he met the Melech HaMashiach and he asked him, when are you coming already? So the Mashiach told him, when you'll spread the lesson of Hasidus, you should preach Hasidus to the public. So these two letters were taken by the same person. He was going to Constantinople in order to take a boat to go to Eretz Yisrael. So he went to Constantinople, he delivered the tshuva. It's a little humorous because the Nadi Behuda was anti-Hasidic. They were related to each other. Mrs. Nadi Behuda was a cousin of the Baal Shem Tov. Yeah. And they lived in the same village until Baal Shem Tov had to run away. So the Baal Shem Tov wrote this letter to be delivered when the guy reaches Eretz Yisrael to his brother-in-law, Gershon Kitover. And the letter to the Rav in Constantinople was delivered before he went on to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabbi Zalcharif knew this tshuva and Nadi Behuda. Tshuva in Beis, and people don't know the other tshuvas, but that's a very long tshuva, unusually long. And he writes Tiras Het HaHalas, Tiras Het HaBeis. All the six kulas are not right. And he has Lomdash Tshuva there about Hilchas Soita. So the Rabbi Zalcharif read the Tshuvas Nadi Behuda. And he writes, out of respect, he writes, L'chod HaRabba Goen Moifas HaDor Poisik Mefursam. He writes beautiful titles about the Becha David. So he thought, he's Gevaldik, a great Goen. So he bought his Sefer Divrei Emes, Shalosh Tshuvas Divrei Emes. So the Sfardim at that time had a style, a lot of times now also, they just rehash everything that it says in the Gemara. They just write encyclopedic essays, as it should. They don't really say anything. So Rabbi Zalcharif didn't need his bikis. So he spent 5 rubles, apparently a lot of money, 5 rubles to buy this Tshuvas Becha, the Becha Dov's Tshuvas Divrei Emes, and he thought it was garbage. He didn't like it. So they were sitting in a meeting of Rabbanim, and they're talking and learning. So Rabbi Zalcharif says, when I come to the Olam HaEmes, I'm going to sue the Nadi Behuda for 5 rubles. He was mafsid me 5 rubles. He wrote such titles about the Becha David. I figured it must be worth buying the sefer. So I spent 5 rubles. Nothing there, nothing special. Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik was there at the meeting, so he said, did you read the tshuva? No, he said. He asked them, what do you say? Do you say, Erech Enem Misurim by women? So he said, of course you say Erech Misurim. Come home, your wife gives you supper. She says that it's kosher. How do you know? Maybe it's nevela. Maybe the flesh is nevela. Rav Chaim said, the sefer is worth it for that siman. He has a whole siman there where he quotes all the Rishonim say that we don't hold like this. But he quotes all the Rishonim have this unusual opinion that you don't apply Erech Enem Misurim to women. There has to be kosher Edim. If you know who your wife is, it's a different story. Chazak al chavish enim oitzim tachas yadav davish enim sukkah. If I know the person is religious, so of course he's not going to give me tray for food. He's not going to be machshel me. So that's what the Rav told over that story about the about that tshuva and Nadi Behuda.
About a woman being a mashgiach.
Yeah, the woman should be the mashgiach that we assume. Erech Enem Misurim applies even to women. We don't follow that opinion. Moshe Feinstein has a shaila. The woman wants her husband died. There was a Rabbi Zemba from Chicago. So he used to give Ashgachas. Then when he died, his wife needed a parnasa. So they want to know, can she be the Rav HaMakshir? Not to be the Mashgiach, that's to do the work to go check. So Erech Enem Misurim applies to women. But the shaila is, can she be the Rav HaMakshir, the Rebbetzin HaMakshira? That's like a srora. Are you permitted to appoint a woman to a position of srora? So the Rambam quotes the din from the Sifrei that you're not allowed to, Melech v'loy malka. You're not allowed to point a woman to the position of being a malka. Then the Gemara says, Mikerav achecha tasim alach melech mimuvcha shebachecha. You can't appoint a ger. You can't appoint a ger to be the melech. Then the Gemara says, in Yivam, Mesayim tasim kol mesim is b'mashma. Not only melech, you can't appoint a ger to be the president of the workers' union. Unless it's the president of the Gerim's club. He's a hasrara of a Gerim. But the ger should have srara over everybody else, so that's not permissible. So the Rama puts the two together. If you say melech v'loy malko, and you say mikerav achech v'lo gerim, and same tosim as a kefalosh and kol mesimois, means you can't have a woman president of the shul. You can't have a woman, not only can't appoint a woman as the melech, can't appoint a woman to any position of srara, unless the woman is going to be the president of the women's club. But the woman should be the president of the shul, so that's against the din. So that's what the Rambam writes like that. So Rav Moshe has a ganze tshuva that a woman should serve as the mashgiach. So Yirecha Namisurim does apply to women. We don't follow those opinions. But the Shaz, can the woman serve as the Rav HaMachshir? That's like a srara. That she's saying you should take her, if she's saying that everything is done properly. So that's like a position of srara. So Rav Moshe paskins against the Rambam. He thinks that all the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, that we only exclude women, melech v'loy malka. Women are not allowed to be appointed as melech, but other positions of Svara are okay. So that shuva was printed a long time ago. So then when they appointed Golda Meir, so they accused Rav Moshe, it's your fault, because you said any position of Svara. A joke, it's his fault. So Rav Moshe was such an edle, holy tzaddik, so he thought they really meant it. So he wrote a ganza letter, a shuva, so he printed the second letter. No, they didn't ask me. They don't look in my shoes. They don't ask me any shaylos from Medina Yisrael. I remember they asked Rav Soloveitchik, is it permissible to have Golda Meir to be the Rosh HaMemshala? He keeps on saying you're not allowed to have a woman present at a shul. So the Rav said, in Ben Gurion and Gevan Mutta. Ben Gurion was an apikiris. Mefreknish can shaylos. What are you talking about? They're not discussing, they're not asking the Mizrahi whether it's Mutta or Rasa.
When
his Talmidim wanted
to
give aid,
he said there was something he wouldn't accept it, but his wife, he
accepted. Kim Libigave Milsi, yeah, Gemara Ksubis. Kim Libigave Milsi. In a case where you need two, Edim, and Eid Echad comes, I know that Eid Echad. I know the Eid Echad very well. It's my wife. I know she's not going to tell me a lie. So then the Gemara says, Kim Libigave Milsi. So that's the question, when does it apply, when does it not apply? Rav Moshe relies on that. Kim Libigavi Milsi, he means that if I know personally that this person is not telling me a lie, Rav Moshe has the tshuva. Now it's fakert. Rav Moshe has the tshuva that the parents are religious and they're older people and then they live by the children who are communists. So the children don't keep kashrus at all. And the children give food to the parents, and they tell the parents that this is kosher. So can the parents rely on the children if the parents have the sense that the children will never tell them a lie? They will never be machshel them. Today, the shaila is in reverse a lot of times. The parents are not religious. And the children are bali tshuva. And then they come back to eat by the parents, and the parents say, no, we bought special, everything is kosher, we followed all the instructions. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva based on that Gemara. So he says that Kim Libigavi Milsi, if you know strongly that they're not going to fool you, he says it's rare that you have a right to rely on that, but he says, strictly speaking, if you are personally convinced that they're not fooling you, so then you can rely on that by Erechonam and Bisur. So that's a shaila. When can you, when can you not? Let's say you can give Dinan the Foshas based on that. My wife tells me the guy really did the Aver, so that's out of the question. Or Dinan Mamnes, he can be Moitzi Mamnes based on that. My wife tells me, no, the Gemara has very rare cases. Very rare. The Gemara says to make him take a shvua. So my wife tells me the guy swears falsely all the time. He takes shvuas and he never lives up to the shvuas. So then to establish that it's chashad ala shvua, so kim lebigavi would work. Other case, but a real case where you really need two kosher edim, kim lebigavi is not going to work. Just because I know in my heart that they're telling the truth.
How did the Rambam reconcile his opinion with the Bora Shofetes? How do you see it?
Tosfos has two opinions whether a woman is ksheva lodun, woman rabbi. Can you have a woman kosher to serve as a dayan? So, Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that no, that you can't have a woman serve as a dayan. But it's a machlokes in Tosfos. So Tosfos says, how can it be dvar shofta Yisrael? She served as a dayan. So Taisa says, "Al pia divo shayni." Min hashamayim, they gave her nevuah, so she used to pass them based on the nevuah that she had. So obviously, that was an exception to the rule. But if she has nevuah, so she has nevuah. What can you do? Al hashamayim means to be mevaradinim. But if she has nevuah, so she delivers the nevuah. Yeah. So here, really, Reb Nechemia says, we have makish losha l'shnayim by mamanis, by nefashis, but makish losha l'shnayim trei kemeya. But whenever you have these three cases where ed echad is believed, namely by meis baila, by egla rufa, and by soita, ed echad is believed. So there's no din of trei kemeya. So the pashta says that hu adinami, there's no requirement for kosher edim. So it should be irrelevant whether the person is kosher or not. So those are the two lashonis. So the first lashon in the Gemara is, it doesn't make a difference. Even two women contradict Eid Echad kosher, haloch acharav deyis. And the second version is no, there's still a difference. If it's Eid Echad kosher, then the two women cannot contradict. If it's Eid Echad posel, first a woman comes and two women contradict. So then haloch acharav deyis. So those are the two lashonis in the Gemara. Is there a significance? Then the two of Neman against the one. If you have 99 women against 100 women, so the 100 would be Neman. That everyone agrees. Or if you have 100 kosher Eidim against 99 kosher Eidim, so halacha acharav deis. But if you have 100 women against one man, so those are the two lashonis in the Gemara. So the first lashon is mistabe, it doesn't make a difference. There's no significance to say whether he's kosher or not. And the second lashon says no. Still a difference. If the first one would have been an Eid Echad kosher, so all the women in the world wouldn't be Nemanim. It doesn't sound like that's what Reb Nechemia said. So the Gemara says in the second line from the top, the Teretza and Zet sign that the Reb Nechemia Hachi. You have to reread the Nechemia. What he meant to say was like they didn't really say it. The Brisa should read it. It's a Tosefta Yevamos Reb Nechemia's din. So you have to reread it. Teretza the Reb Nechemia Zet sign what Reb Nechemia said like this. Reb Nechemia Kol Mokm Shemira Tor Eid Echad Halach Acharav Des Vasu Shtei Noshim Bishachas. Not the way we have the gears and the tasef. This is vos l'shtei noshim v'ish echod. Two women contradicting one man is like two men contradicting one man. So you have to reread the gears. Vos l'shtei noshim v'ish achas, k'shnei noshim v'ish echod. Al l'shtei noshim v'ish echod, ki palga palga damer. If you have two women contradicting one man, he won't say halacha acharav des. Shain. We just said that the Mishnah gave two dinim. If it's two against one, so the two are nemanim. So it says, doesn't matter whether the two came first and the one comes after, or the one came first and the two came after. So the Gemara says, what do you need two Mishnayis to say the same thing? What do you need two Mishnayis? Whenever it's two against one, especially now you say, they're all women. If the first two came were women and said, Zinsa, and then one woman comes later on and says Lo Zinsa, she's not believed. And the other Mishnah said, if the first woman came and said Zinsa, the two women come and say Lo Zinsa, so the two are believed. The two are believed against the one. What do you need two Mishnais to say the same thing? What's the difference whether the two came first or the one came first? Two came later. That's the Gemara's kasha. What do you need two Mishnais to say the same thing? And for the Gemara, Mao the same one might have thought, Ki Azlina Basarov Deis. When does Reb Nechemia's klal apply? That if it's 100 to 99, so the 100 win, because the hekesh of makish losha l'shnayim doesn't apply to a case where Eid Echad is believed, only applies by mominus and nefashis and so on. So one might have thought, Ki Azlina Basarov Deis. When do you say the two beats out the one? Maybe it's only l'chumr. L'chumr means that what? To ask the woman alba, not to let her drink my mamorim. Abba lekula, to say that she may drink the my mamorim, loyazlin, I would have thought, you don't go basa rabdeus, kamashmalan. Mishnah says in either direction, doesn't matter, she should drink the my mamorim, she should not drink, it's not a matter lechumra. Doesn't matter lekula lechumra. You go basa rabdeus and shine. A cheerful mesichta. Usually the didim of Saita, so who wants to talk about a Saita? But most of the Masechta from Lamed Beis to the end had nothing to do with Saita Asur al-Bail. And the first part, there was a lot of Agarata, a lot of other things. And unfortunately, the dinim of Saita are Nagei B'zman Hazeh, like in all the previous years. Okay? Hadron Allah Masech HaSaita. It was a good limud. Maybe we'll start Chulin. Okay, we don't have enough Gemaras to go around.
We do have enough.
Oh, we do have enough Gemara. Oh, okay.
Here's a cool one. Here's another one.